بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي كف أيديهم عنكم وأيديكم عنهم ببطن مكة من بعد أن أظفركم عليهم، وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا.
Verse number 24. He's the one who prevented the hands of the idolaters from getting to you when approximately 70 men came at Hudaybiyah, intending to cause you harm. He stopped you from harming them. You did not kill them or cause them any harm. Rather, you freed them after Allah made it possible for you to capture them. And Allah is watchful over your actions. None of your actions are hidden from Him.
هم الذين كفروا وصدوكم عن المسجد الحرام والهدي معكوفا أن يبلغ محله، ولولا رجال مؤمنون ونساء مؤمنات لم تعلموهم أن تطؤوهم فتصيبكم منهم معرة بغير علم، ليدخل الله في رحمته من يشاء لو تزيلوا لعذبنا الذين كفروا منهم عذابا أليما.
Verse number 25. They are the ones who disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger and stopped you and the sacrificial animals from Al-Masjid al-Haram. The animals remained barred from reaching the Haram where they were to be sacrificed. Had it not been for a few believing men whom you did not know were believers, and by killing the disbelievers you could have killed them also, and incurred sin, and had to pay blood money unknowingly, Allah would have allowed you to liberate Mecca, so that He may enter into His mercy whoever He wished, i.e., the believers in Mecca. If the disbelievers were distinguished from the believers in Mecca, Allah would have definitely punished those who disbelieved in Him and His Messenger with a painful punishment.
إذ جعل الذين كفروا في قلوبهم الحمية حمية الجاهلية فأنزل الله سكينته على رسوله وعلى المؤمنين وألزمهم كلمة التقوى وكانوا أحق بها وأهلها، وكان الله بكل شيء عليما.
Verse number 26. Remember when those who disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger harbored in their hearts the pride of ignorance, an ignorance that was linked to desires and not the truth. They haughtily rejected the entrance of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, into Mecca the year of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, fearing and blaming him that he would overpower them and take control over it. Therefore, Allah sent down tranquility from himself upon his Messenger and upon the believers, so their anger did not lead to them confronting the idolaters with the same actions. Allah made the believers firm upon the statement of truth, i.e., there is none worthy of worship except for Allah, and keep them firm upon fulfilling its rites, which they fulfilled. The believers were more worthy of this statement than others, and more deserving of it, because of the goodness within their hearts that Allah knew of. And Allah is aware of everything. Nothing is hidden from Him.
لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون، فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا.
Verse number 27. Verily, Allah truly made the dream of His Messenger a reality. He showed it to him in his sleep, and he then informed his companions of it. The dream was that he and his companions were entering the sacred house of Allah in safety from their enemies, with some of them having shaved their heads and some having only trimmed their hair, indicating the completion of their acts of pilgrimage. O believers, Allah knows some advantages that you do not know of. And so instead of making the dream a reality by letting you enter Mecca that year, He will give you a victory in the near future, i.e., the signing of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah and the conquest of Khaybar that followed it at the hands of the believers who had witnessed Hudaybiyah.
أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا.
Verse number 28. Allah is the one who sent His Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, with a clear message and a true religion, the religion of Islam, so that He may make it prevail over all its opposing religions. Allah has testified to that, and He is sufficient as a witness. Beneficial points. 1. Preventing from the path of Allah is a crime that deserves a painful torment. 2. Allah's management of the requirements of His servants is beyond their limited understanding. 3. We have been warned against taking pride in our forefathers and gender on account of religion. 4. The dreams of the Prophet are true, and they are a type of revelation. 5. It is not necessary that a true dream becomes a reality immediately. 6. The prevailing of the religion of Islam is a divine promise and custom of Allah that will soon occur.
Muhammad Rasulullah. والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.
Verse number 29. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and his companions are strict against the combatant disbelievers and merciful, affectionate and friendly among themselves. O onlooker, you will see them bowing and prostrating, seeking from Allah that He graced them with forgiveness, a generous reward, and that He becomes pleased with them. Their mark is on their faces as a result of prostrating in obedience to Allah. That is how they have been described by the Torah, the book that was revealed to Musa, peace be upon him. As for their mention in the Injil, which was revealed to Isa, it is that they are likened in their assisting one another and perfection like crops that have emerged as small, then strengthened and stood straight up, pleasing the farmers with their strength and perfection. It is so that the disbelievers are angered by the strength, steadfastness, and perfection they see within them. And Allah has promised those of the companions who have faith in Him and do good deeds forgiveness for their sins. They will not be taken to account over them, and a great reward from Himself, i.e., paradise. Beneficial points. 1. The companions of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, enjoy a privilege over all people since Adam, except for the prophets. 2. Showing mercy to the believer and strictness to the combatant disbeliever have been legislated by Allah. 3. Coherence and assisting one another are characteristics of the companions of the Messenger, peace be upon him. 4. Disbelief is feared upon whoever finds dislike in his heart for the noble companions.